We present King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge, starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster.
Here, have you heard?
What?
Nearly all the teachers are away.
Get off.
Well, half of them. Mr. Marchant's not here. Mrs. Wilbury's off sick. And old Pigeonhead Partridge is away.
Cool, great, isn't it? And Miss Wilberforce's bike isn't here either.
Mine, she's always away.
Maybe they've all got the plague.
They might have. There is a plague in history last year with Mr. Plumridge.
That's right. Hundreds of people died from it.
Thousands. That's leaving all piled up in the streets in Eats. All dead bodies.
Bet Mrs. Rudd doesn't catch it. I coughed all over her when I had flu. And she didn't even get a running nose.
Excuse me. Hello.
Yes?
Could you tell me where I can find the headmaster's office?
Yes. Through that door and down the corridor. Next to the metal head.
Right. Thank you.
That's not a metal head. It's a buzz. Well, looks like a metal head. Anyway, who is he? It might have come about the play. Said old Beeston about it.
Nah, that's the new teacher, Mr. Brown. He's taken over from Mrs. Bentham.
Looks a bit of a wally if you ask me.
Maybe he'll get ill like all the rest.
Yeah, they'll have to send us home, won't they? Wanna bet? I reckon we'll end up singing all day with Mrs. Rudd.
Yeah!
Right, Mrs. Wilberforce. Yes, Mrs. Wilberforce. No, it's no problem. I'll sort something out. Yes, I've got that. You can leave it to me. Right, Mrs. Wilberforce, bye-bye. I hope you feel better. Bloody woman!
Mr. Beeston.
Well...
It's not her fault she's
ill. Of course it's her fault. She's always ill. She's like a germ magnet. Do you realise that's 3 teachers down out of 14?
4. Mr. Marchant phoned in.
4. What a way to start a new school year.
No, it can't be helped.
It'll be like World War I here today. 350 kids and no one to teach them.
Have you tried the office for supply teachers?
They can let us have 2 tomorrow, but nothing today.
You'll sort something out, you usually do.
And on top of everything else, I've got that Burke Davison coming from County Hall to talk about new proposed education cuts. He'll take one look at this school and think we've started getting rid of staff already.
I'm sure he'll understand.
I ask you, what a day to choose. I'm going.
Where?
To drown myself. Where else?
Mr. Beeston.
All right, I'm going to the hall to make sure everything's ready for assembly.
Good, you'll find Mrs. Rudd there. She was looking for you.
What for?
It's the piano, apparently.
Again?
Yes, she says it's out of tune.
I'm not surprised the way she plays it. Those great hands of hers crashing down on that keyboard like rivet hammers. It's a wonder it's still in one piece.
Anyway, she wants to see you.
As if I hadn't got enough on my plate. I wish I hadn't come back.
Oh, yes, one more thing.
What now?
Don't forget Mr. Brown.
Who?
Mr. Brown.
Who the hell's Mr. Brown?
The new teacher. He starts this morning.
Oh, him. I've forgotten about him.
You asked him to come and see you before assembly.
I don't remember.
At 8:45. It's in your diary, the only book you never read.
Well, we'll have to scrub that for the start. I haven't time.
Then what do you want me to do with him when he arrives?
Whatever you do, don't let him go home. He may be the only teacher we end up with.
Shall I send him along to you in the hall?
No, I don't think I could cope with the new teacher and Mrs. Rudd all at the same time.
Well, what shall I do with him?
Send him to the staff room. He can talk to Fred Holliday. I don't see why the deputy head shouldn't share some of the headaches.
And you'll see Mr. Brown when?
Oh, that's sometime. I'll see how the day goes. Anyway, I'd better go and do battle with the Jerry Lee Lewis of classical music.
But I thought you liked to see a new teacher before school, and I might as well be talking to myself.
Here.
Look, Mrs. Rudd...
You're not listening to my piano.
I am listening to it. I can't help listening to it. You're beating the daylights out of it.
It's out of tune.
Nobody will notice.
Of course they'll notice. It's a disgrace.
Yes.
It should have been tuned during the holidays. I said before, no one cares about the music in this school.
I do care, but at the moment...
You're not listening properly. Listen. There, it's unplayable. I insist that you get on to County Hall and get someone in.
Look, Mrs. Rudd, I've got a lot on my plate at the moment. I've got 4 teachers off sick and a new teacher starting and an education advisor coming in to talk about some more cuts.
And all I want is a piano tuner. How can I be expected to play for a school assembly on an out-of-tune piano?
You've been doing it for years. What's so special about today?
You're so ignorant.
Look, can we continue this later? I've got the whole timetable to reorganize.
My music means nothing to you, does it?
Of course it does.
All the work and the effort I've made to drum some musical culture into these children, I honestly don't know why I stay here. No one appreciates me.
Please, Mrs. Rudd.
I often think I'd be better off at another school.
Please, let me get the timetable sorted out and the new bloke organised, and then I'll do something about your piano. Okay, leave it to me.
God, listen to them. I know just how Daniel felt just before they opened the lion's cage.
Oh, come on, Fred. It's not as bad as all that.
Well, it's all right for you. You'll get the new ones. The shock of it all keeps them quiet for the first few days.
But you love them all, really, don't you?
Mm.
Oh, goodness me, it's 5:02. I'd better go and get them into line.
See you at assembly.
It'll be pandemonium this morning, you'll see.
Isn't it always?
Oh, sorry.
No, my fault. Mr. Holliday?
Yes, that's right.
Mrs. Stone in the office said I'd find you here.
What for? Is anything wrong?
No. I'm Eric Brown, the new teacher. She said you'd say hello to me.
Oh. Hello.
And, you know, tell me about the school, show me the ropes, that sort of thing.
Did she?
I was supposed to meet Mr. Beeston, but apparently he's tied up at the moment.
Well, that's school for you.
Oh. Have you been here long?
About 10 minutes. There was a traffic jam on the A6, as usual. A 2-mile tailback. It was a swine in the morning, that A6.
No, I meant here, at this school, teaching.
Oh, yeah. 17 years.
Gosh, that's a long time.
It's a bloody lifetime.
Yes. Still, you must have seen a lot of changes over the years. In education, I mean. Teaching techniques, things like that.
No.
Oh.
Horrible little beggars.
What?
The kids.
Oh, I quite like children.
Have you been teaching long?
No, this is my first teaching job.
I thought it might be.
Yes. I used to work for an oil company, but it seemed so dead-end. That's when I decided to go to training college.
Did you?
Yes. I suddenly realized there had to be more to life than making money.
Oh, really?
I wanted to do something more satisfying. Something to help people.
Let me guess. You were on the road to Damascus when you were hit over the head by a social conscience.
Pardon?
Take no notice. It's just that this place, social consciences wear thin very quickly.
Yes. Well, I really am very keen to teach at this school.
Why?
It's a challenge, isn't it?
You could say that.
A socially deprived area, multicultural. Not a lot going for the children. We can give them something.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
What's that?
I wish it was the fire alarm. Unfortunately, it's the bell for assembly.
Oh.
Here we go. Over the top. Did they issue you with a crash helmet?
All right, settle down. Well, here we are, at the start of a new school year. Now, for most of you, it's welcome back. But for some of you, especially the younger ones, it's the start of a whole new school. School is like a road that stretches ahead of you. It doesn't matter whether it's a highway or a country lane.
Oh, God. He always does this same speech at the start of every school year. And he thinks it's wonderful.
What is important?
The highways and byways of education. I'm sure the kids think we're part of the roads department.
Because we all want you to become good traffic, keeping you on the right road. But sometimes on that road, whatever sort of road it is, you come to a sign that says road up. And when that happens, you have to ask yourself, why is that road up?
Honestly, how that child has survived up to playtime is beyond me.
Who's that?
One of the new ones, Azim. I found him in the boys' toilets with a box of matches.
No cigarettes.
No?
Pity. I've run out.
Oh. Yes, that's one young man I shall have to keep my eye on.
Mr. Long, have you seen that dreadful rude word scrawled by the front gate?
You can hardly miss it.
Honestly, it's disgusting.
Yes, and what's worse, they've spelt it wrongly.
Have they?
Well, I always thought it had two G's in it.
Oh.
All right. Attention, everybody. Well, everybody, congratulations on surviving to break time. No major crises, I hope.
Well, there's still my piano.
Good. Now, as most of you are by now aware, we're in the grips of a staff absenteeism epidemic second only to the plague of 1341.
1665.
Eh?
The plague was 1665. The epidemic of 1341 was the Black Death.
What, are you a doctor?
No, I just thought...
This epidemic leaves us four teachers short. So, Fred Holliday and I are going to have to reshuffle the timetable for the rest of the day. It'll mean splitting three of the classes, so you're all going to have extra kids.
I know.
It's a tough way to start a new year, but there's no other answer, apart from sending them home.
Well, that sounds like a good answer.
What about tomorrow?
Oh, we could be all right there. Mrs. Partridge might be in, providing her dog dies.
Really?
And to cap it all, County Hall are sending down one of their wooden tops to talk about new education cuts today.
Cuts? More cuts? Surely there's nothing left to cut.
Don't you believe it? I don't want to scare anyone, but rumour has it they're looking for a school to close.
What?
Exactly. And with our reputation as a three-mile island of the local education system, we come fairly high on the list.
But they can't close us down. We're important.
Well, remember last year, the government closed down over 180 schools. I expect they all thought they were important as well.
Oh, well, we can't do that.
So, when I bring the advisor around today, I want him to be impressed.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
It'll help if you can get your kids to look the least bit intelligent. Hide the dim ones in your cupboards, if necessary. Who's got Tony Oliver in their class?
I have.
Under no circumstances is he to get anywhere near the advisor. Lock him in the toilet until the advisor's gone.
Oh, dear.
All right, that's it. Back to the grindstone. Fred?
Yes?
Let's go to my office and get this timetable sorted.
Right.
What a morning.
Don't worry. It's only 6 weeks and 3 days to half term.
Oh, I'll never make it. You know, that's the trouble with the long summer holidays. You forget just how horrible it really is, don't you?
Oh, come on. Tea or coffee?
I don't care, so long as it drowns the taste of that shepherd's pie.
It's made out of real shepherds, you know.
I can believe it. And I'm sure I broke a tooth on those peas.
Well, wash it down with this, then.
Is this coffee?
Yes.
I thought it must be. It's got tea leaves floating in it.
Excuse me, has anyone offered you a cup of tea yet?
No.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, thanks.
Sugar?
No, thanks.
I'm Yvonne Patterson.
Eric Brown.
I know. Well, you survived the morning, then.
Just about. It's very hectic, though, isn't it, with four teachers away?
We should have guessed it had happened today.
Oh, first day of term, you mean?
No, the unlucky 13th. Not that I'm superstitious. Well, touch wood. Are you all right?
Yes, thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm fine. It was... just the tea.
Yes, it is pretty horrible.
No, I went down the wrong way. I'm fine. It's just, I hadn't realised what day it was.
What do you mean?
It's my wife's birthday.
Is that bad?
It is, because I haven't got her a card and a present.
No problem. Get them on the way home.
Oh, it's not that. She'll have expected them this morning, you know, start the day the birthday way.
Well, didn't she say anything before you came to work? You know, subtle hints like, where's my birthday present?
Well, truth of it is, we're not actually together.
Oh.
To be honest, we're sort of separated.
Oh, dear.
But we're still friends.
Until she finds out you've forgotten her birthday.
Yes.
Well, it's still lunchtime. Why don't you nip out to the shop next door?
Well...
You've got time. The bell doesn't go for... Sorry.
Well, maybe I can nip out during the afternoon break.
Good idea. Hey, come on, we'd better get to our classes before they start setting light to the furniture.
Any sign of Davison yet, Mrs. S?
Not yet.
It's nearly 1:30. Did he say what time he'd be arriving?
No, just that he'd be here today.
I can't understand it. These advisors usually make a point of getting here by lunchtime so they can get a free meal.
Maybe he's eaten here before.
Yeah, you could be right. Oh, well.
Where are you off to now?
To the staff room. It's quiet now, and Fred and I are still rearranging this afternoon's timetable. We should be through in 5 or 10 minutes.
Right. Oh, by the way, have you seen Mr. Brown yet?
Oh, yes. A bloke who knows the difference between the plague and the Black Death. History mastermind.
I'm not with you.
It doesn't matter.
But have you talked to him yet?
No.
And it's only the first day of term.
Right, that's just Class 8 to get sorted out.
And Class 5 and Period 7.
Eh? I thought we'd done them.
No.
Honestly, why can't people go sick one at a time? Right, so let's see.
Mr. Beeston?
Yes, light of my life.
Have you been out at County Hall about my piano yet?
Yes, they're sending someone along.
Good.
To nail the lid down.
What?
A joke. He'll be here on Thursday.
Thursday? What can I do for music till Thursday?
I can fix her up with a couple of spoons from the kitchen.
Honestly, you're so rude.
She's not very happy this time.
Is she ever? I ask you all the problems we've got and she's still going on about a piano. What's the NUT policy on murdering music teachers?
Anti, I think.
Always get it wrong, don't they?
Back to the timetable.
Right. Where were we?
You've got classes 5 and 7.
Ah, yes. And you're taking class 11, first period. If that's Rivet Fingers again about her piano. Come in!
Hello, Mr. Beeston.
Ah, yes, Mrs. Whedon.
Mrs. Perkis sent me from the kitchen. She says she's sorry to trouble you.
That's all right, Mrs. Whedon, any time. What can I do for Mrs. Perkis?
Well, she's one pudding out in her numbers. She asked, did you notice if anyone had 2 slices of treacle tart?
No. I must admit I didn't notice anyone being that adventurous. What about you, Fred?
No heroes my side of the dining room.
Sorry, Mrs. Whedon, we can't help.
Oh, well, I'd better go and tell her and she'll check her numbers again. Thank you, anyway.
It's odd, though.
What is?
Someone taking an extra pudding.
All right, there's no need to go on about it.
Just wondered who it was.
Well, if you must know, it was me.
You?
I didn't realise till afterwards. With Mrs. Perkis's treacle, the slices stick together like glue.
You should have told her it was you.
And have Mrs. Perkis go round telling everyone I'd taken food meant for a starving child.
Well, I think you ought to tell her.
I will, later. Right, now, let's get this afternoon sorted out. If Davison arrives and finds half our kids without teachers, we'll really be in for it. Now, where were we? Oh, I don't believe it. Not again. Yes!
Please, sir.
Get out!
But Mr. Beeston...
Out! And don't knock on this door unless someone's dead. Right. Now, class one...
Please, Mr. Beeston.
I thought I told you...
Please, sir, Mr. Walpole's dead.
What?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Fred. All right. Shut up!
There he is, sir, on the floor.
My God.
All right, you lot. Who did it? Who killed Mr. Walpole?
I don't think he's dead.
Eh?
He's breathing. He's just fainted.
Wayne, you told me he was dead.
Well, he looked dead when he fell over. My canary went like that when he died.
There is no relation whatsoever between Mr. Walpole and your canary.
Well, we'd better get him to the hospital, just in case.
Yes, Wayne, go to my office and tell Mrs. Stone to ring for an ambulance.
Right, sir.
You sure he's all right, Fred?
I don't know. Seems okay.
Can we go home, Mr. Beeston?
No, you can't. Right, all you children on this side, take a pencil and go to Miss Lewis. Now, the rest of you children to Mrs. Rudd. Quickly and quietly. And don't step on Mr. Walpole. 5 teachers down. This place is getting like an Agatha Christie novel. Davison will have a field day when he arrives.
Yeah.
He'll close us before he goes home. So, that's it, everybody. As far as Mr. Walpole's concerned, that's the current situation, and we're minus one more teacher.
Poor Mr. Walpole, going like that.
Look, for the last time, he is not dead. At the moment, he's in a better position than we are. He's out of it in hospital.
I knew he wasn't well. It's his heart.
It's not his heart. The hospital thinks it's nervous exhaustion due to overwork. I can't think why. He just had 6 weeks off.
Can I volunteer to collect for some flowers for him?
Oh, give him a chance. Wait to see if he dies.
Oh!
Sorry, you know what I mean. The hospital says he'll be all right.
Tasteless man.
Anyway, there we are. So now we're 5 teachers down and the advisor's still due to arrive, so everybody keep on your toes. Thank you.
Did you get your present and card?
No, I was just about to slip out at the start of playtime and then Mr. Beeston called this meeting.
Well, why don't you nip out now?
Well, I suppose there is just time.
Oh, hard luck.
Right. What news?
Shouldn't you be teaching?
I am, after a fashion. I've got classes 5 and 7 in Mr. Walpole's room.
What are they doing?
Learning how to sit 2 on 1 chair. No one else gone sick, are they?
Not to my knowledge.
Good.
Now, I want you to get onto the education office and tell them they must let us have extra supply teachers for tomorrow.
You say they haven't got any more.
Well, threaten them. Tell them if they don't, we'll send Mrs. Rudd down to play the piano at them.
Why are you so horrible to Mrs. Rudd?
Well, she's horrible to me.
Right, back to classes 5 and 7.
King Street Junior? Yes, speaking. What? Oh, right, I'll pass that on to Mr. Beeston. Thank you.
Pass what on?
That was County Hall. Mr. Davison isn't coming after all.
Eh? Why not?
He's had to go home.
Why?
He's ill.
Thank heavens for that.
They say it's nothing serious, just a heavy cold. He'll be in sometime next week.
Oh, well, it can't all be good news.
Well, now Davison isn't coming, perhaps you'll be able to see Mr. Brown.
Oh, do me a favour.
But it's his first day.
I'm up to my neck. I'll see him tomorrow.
Oh, poor lad.
Poor lad? What about me? I've got 60 kids in that classroom along there. Now reduced to 59 by the sound of it.
Stop that at once!
I survived, just. It's exhausting, isn't it?
At least you didn't have any major disasters.
Oh, no. That Tony Oliver bit Ranjit Singh.
Oh, dear. Anywhere painful?
His thumb. When I asked him why he'd done it, he said his arm hurt, so he couldn't hit him. They never taught us about children like him in college.
Oh, you don't need to go to college to learn about children like Tony. Just watch Dracula. Are you off to get your card in present now?
Yes. Though to be honest, after today, I'd rather stand outside the nearest pub until it opens.
Oh, well, why don't we meet for a quick drink after you've done your shopping?
Well...
If a day's been really bad, some of us crawl into the feathers to recover.
Good idea. When do they open?
At 5:30.
Right. I'll see you there.
Look out!
Oh, I needed that.
So did I. Cheers. You were saying...
What?
About the staff at King Street.
Oh, yes. Well, like I said, they all seem so cynical. I mean, present company excepted.
Thank you.
Some of them don't even seem to like children.
They're not cynical, really. Most of them just sound it. Remember, a dog's bark's worse than its bite.
Oh, don't talk about bites. I keep seeing Tony Oliver's teeth closing on Ranjit's thumb.
Ugh. What's this? Your first day's teaching driven you to drink already, Mr. Brown?
Oh, Mr. Beeston.
I'm introducing Mr. Brown to our unofficial staff room. What can I get you?
Oh, just a half, please, of him.
Right. Half a bitter, please.
Coming up.
Thanks.
How's Mr. Warpole getting on? Have you heard?
Yes, I've just come back from the hospital.
How is he?
He's complaining about everything and everybody inside.
He must be feeling better.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, that was terrible for him, collapsing like that.
An occupational hazard of working at King Street Junior. Anyway, what do you think of it after your first day?
Well, I was just saying it was, different.
Different from what?
Well, from what I thought it would be.
You mean it was bloody hard because the kids were difficult?
Yes.
Because they won't shut up and sit still and let you get on with educating a little bit.
Yes, something like that.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Brown. There are some schools where the children all work hard. They sit there in neat rows and they work their tiny little guts out.
What a disgusting way you have with words.
And at these schools, the children don't fight and scream.
Any jobs going at these other schools?
Shut up. Your boss is handing down his tablets of stone to the new recruit. As I was saying, those children actually listen to their teachers, even though some of those teachers are brainless half-wits who shouldn't even be left in charge of a door handle, let alone a class.
Oh.
At King Street, it's different.
I think he's noticed.
Most of our children have already seen more of the rough end of life than some of us. They know life isn't played by a nice set of cosy rules. Not their lives, anyway.
Yes, I see what you mean.
I mean, this lot won't learn just because the system says they must. But if you can get it right, Mr. Brown, they'll learn for you. Perhaps. They might even stop biting one another.
Oh, yes. I was going to tell you.
Yeah, I've already heard.
I tried to stop him.
Don't worry. Worst things happened to me on my first day's duty. You survived. You'll be all right.
Another drink?
No, I must be off. Let me buy you both one before I go, though. Mr. Brown?
Oh, no, thanks. I have to go.
Me too.
Oh, good. A cheap round. That's the kind of stuff I let have around me. I'll see you in the morning.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Beeston. He's quite nice, really, isn't he?
His heart's in the right place, even if his mouth gets in the way sometimes.
But he cares. And I'll tell you one thing. He likes you.
How can you tell?
He offered to buy you a drink.
Was that unusual?
Unusual? It comes under the pigs might fly syndrome. The last time he bought a round, he paid for it in old money. So, you're in. Cheers.
You've been listening to King Street Junior by Jim Eldridge and starring Peter Davison as Eric Brown and James Grout as Mr. Beeston, the headmaster. Tom Watson featured as Mr. Holliday, the deputy head, Margaret John as Mrs. Stone, school secretary, Vivienne Martin as Mrs. Rudd, Paul Copley as Mr. Long, Deirdre Costello as Mrs. Patterson, Marlene Sidaway as Miss Lewis, and Helena Breck as Mrs. Whedon. Joanna was played by Natalie Abbott, Wayne by Paul Reynolds, and Gary by Gary Patrick. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.